DeepEnglish.com. According to the United Nations, there are 19.5 million refugees around the world. How many refugees are there around the world? There are 19.5 million refugees around the world. Who says there are 19.5 million refugees around the world? The United Nations says there are 19.5 million refugees around the world. Most of them are poor and in need of support. Are most refugees rich? No, most refugees aren't rich. Most refugees are poor and in need of support. What most people don't hear about are the ultra-rich who can easily buy their way into a new life abroad. Who can easily buy their way into a new life abroad? The ultra-rich can easily buy their way into a new life abroad. In the U.S., for example, foreigners who invest $500,000 in a U.S. business can get a permanent residency visa. How much do you need to invest in a U.S. business to get a permanent residency visa? You need to invest $500,000 in a U.S. business to get a permanent residency visa. The country of St. Kitts and Nevis has taken it one step further. Has the U.S. taken it one step further? No, the U.S. hasn't taken it one step further. The country of St. Kitts and Nevis has taken it one step further. This island country has beautiful oceans, jungles, and mountains, but it doesn't have much else. Is St. Kitts and Nevis an island country? Yes, St. Kitts and Nevis is an island country. Does it have beautiful oceans? Yes, it has beautiful oceans. Does it have jungles? Yes, it has jungles. What else does it have? It also has mountains. In the late 90s, the economy of St. Kitts and Nevis was in trouble. Wendell Lawrence found a solution. Was the economy of St. Kitts and Nevis strong? No, the economy of St. Kitts and Nevis wasn't strong. The economy of St. Kitts and Nevis was in trouble. Lawrence worked for the finance ministry at a time when the government was in massive debt. Where did Lawrence work? Lawrence worked for the finance ministry. What was the debt situation at the time? At the time, the government was in massive debt. The sugar industry, which employed a quarter of the country's citizens, had collapsed. Who employed a quarter of the country's citizens? The sugar industry employed a quarter of the country's citizens. What happened to it? It collapsed. To make matters worse, a massive hurricane hit the islands in 1998, and in 1999, two more hit. What hit the islands in 1998 and 1999? In 1998 and 1999, massive hurricanes hit the island. Major rebuilding was necessary, but they had no money. What was necessary? Massive rebuilding was necessary. Lawrence found a foreign company that wanted to partner with St. Kitts and Nevis to sell passports. Why did the foreign company want to partner with St. Kitts and Nevis? The foreign company wanted to partner with St. Kitts and Nevis to sell passports. The plan was simple. For a $250,000 donation or a $400,000 investment in real estate, anyone could get a passport and citizenship. Was it a complicated plan? No, it wasn't a complicated plan. It was a simple plan. How much did citizenship cost? Citizenship cost either a $250,000 donation or a $400,000 investment in real estate. Not everyone was on board. For many people, citizenship is sacred. Was everyone on board? No, not everyone was on board. What do many people think about citizenship? Many people think citizenship is sacred. Some people said that foreigners might take over the country. Lawrence told them not to worry. They would be citizens, but they wouldn't have the right to vote. What were some people worried about? some people were worried that foreigners might take over the country. What did Lawrence say to these people? Lawrence told them not to worry. They would be citizens, but they wouldn't have the right to vote. The plan was given the green light. What was the plan given? The plan was given the green light. While some customers were looking for a place to hide their money from their home countries, others were looking for the visa-free travel that a St. Kitts and Nevis passport would give. Were some customers looking for a place to hide their money? Yes, some customers were looking for a place to hide their money. Were others looking for visa-free travel? Yes, others were looking for visa-free travel. Being a member of the British Commonwealth, citizens of St. Kitts and Nevis have access to over 100 countries without a visa. Who is a member of the British Commonwealth? St. Kitts and Nevis is a member of the British Commonwealth. How many countries do citizens of St. Kitts and Nevis have access to without a visa? Citizens of St. Kitts and Nevis have access to over 100 countries without a visa. The product was a big hit. At its height, they were selling 2,000 passports a year. Was the product a failure? No, the product wasn't a failure. The product was a big hit. At its height, how many passports were they selling a year? At its height, they were selling 2,000 passports a year. The plan eventually came to a head when international criminals started using St. Kitts and Nevis passports. How did the plan eventually come to a head? The plan eventually came to a head when international criminals started using St. Kitts and Nevis passports. Suddenly, countries started to scrutinize this once respected passport. What happened suddenly? Suddenly, countries started to scrutinize this once respected passport. Canada even said that non-native St. Kitts and Nevis passport holders would not be allowed in without a visa. Did Canada say that all St. Kitts and Nevis citizens would not be allowed in without a visa? No, Canada didn't say that all St. Kitts and Nevis citizens would not be allowed in without a visa. Canada said that non-native St. Kitts and Nevis citizens would not be allowed in without a visa. The market for these passports, like the previous market for sugar, collapsed. What collapsed? The market for these passports collapsed. Lawrence says he has no regrets. The plan raised a lot of money and improved the economy of the country. Does Lawrence have regrets about his plan? No, Lawrence says he has no regrets. How does his plan help the country? The plan raised a lot of money and improved the economy of the country. Other people disagree. One local woman said, "It's wrong. There are ways to get money. Do it some other way. Don't sell us out." Do you think Lawrence sold his country out? St. Kitts and Nevis may have been one of the first, but they are not the last. Is St. Kitts and Nevis the only country to do this? No, St. Kitts and Nevis is not the only country to do this. Malta now sells citizenship, but EU passports don't come cheap. The current price is 1.5 million euros. How much does an EU passport from Malta cost? An EU passport from Malta costs 1.5 million euros.